On Wednesday, the Massachusetts House of Representatives passed a modified version of Coakley's bill that will now head to the Senate. The bill would help prevent foreclosures by requiring banks to be more flexible with borrowers in their repayment plans. The bill would require lenders to analyze loans under new standards and offer modifications that can financially benefit the borrower and bank to prevent foreclosure. Elton Ogden, president of the Berkshire Housing Development Corporation and Berkshire Housing Services Incorporated, says many families in western Massachusetts who may be struggling with their mortgages may not have been put in dire straits because of higher mortgage rates, but because of other expenses like rising medical bills.
The reason for people who are getting into trouble and facing foreclosure is due to income loss, either through losing jobs or medical disability. In some cases, their houses are underwater, so they're not in the position of refinancing to lower their mortgage payments.
Ogden also mentioned that many homeowners in rural areas may have their homes as their only asset. He also mentioned that the foreclosure crisis in some ways has hit the eastern part of the state worse than rural areas like the Berkshires. Brad Gordon, attorney and executive director of the Berkshire County Regional Housing Authority, says that the bill is pushing to codify loan modification, something that is already common. He said that the biggest challenge is actually getting borrowers to go through with it.
When we have been involved in loss mitigation or anti-foreclosure initiatives, loan modifications are commonplace. The problem is that we make that argument a lot of times to the mortgagee, and they don't want to really invest in that. I think they sort of look at it short term. They don't want to take the risk.
The key thing is that the bill is designed to prevent unnecessary foreclosures, where a resolution can be reached by the required loan modifications. Gordon explains the process.
It would be a way really to actually quantify the process so that they could make a determination and say, hey, this, if we did this modification, actually, both the homeowner as well as the mortgagee would make out. That is, that they would both do well. They would not be losing money.
Gordon said that requiring banks to take more steps to modify loans with their borrowers is a step in the right direction, but he'd like to see lawmakers do more.
I would urge them to do more. I would like to see Massachusetts become a judicial foreclosure state, which would mean that there would have to be a real process in place in which people could articulate defenses and arguments regarding how they were foreclosed on or the note itself as part of the foreclosure process.
The bill will now head to the state Senate for a vote. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.